the biggest news in advanced models continues to be DeepSeek. Users are highly praising its V4 Pro model for its thoughtful and unfiltered analysis, often noting it as a significant improvement over competitors that sometimes refuse to answer difficult questions. On the technical front, there's a major discussion about efficiency and cost. Several posts highlighted how using API access or third-party wrappers can provide incredible power at a fraction of the cost compared to flat monthly subscriptions. And another thread questioned recent changes in model behavior, with users noting that free app responses are getting noticeably shorter, suggesting developers might be implementing system tweaks for better token management. For those managing complex tasks, prompts remain king. A popular template set focuses on decide and communicate workflows, allowing users to build reusable prompt structures for common weekly business decisions, rather than just content generation. Another workflow deep dive highlighted the importance of separating your content creation phase from your account management phase. A simple shift that can prevent burnout when juggling multiple social media accounts. Moving to other specialized areas, video and art AI are thriving. In r/Kling AI videos, users showcased impressive capabilities, including generating complex videos with voice cloning that matched specific actors perfectly, all based only on supplying images and descriptions. Meanwhile, the r/IndianArt AI subreddit continues to be a hub for stunning AI-generated mythological and heroic visuals, showing just how far artists are pushing the boundaries of digital watercolor and style consistency. Finally, we covered model buzz and industry updates. The Mistral community is deep in meme culture surrounding their name change, but also noted that high-profile figures like Emmanuel Macron have publicly mentioned using the platform for research, confirming its mainstream presence. More critically, there was a strong discussion regarding API usage limits and the need for external analytics tools to solve major attribution problems emerging from large platforms like Google and Shopify.